2015 has barely started, but it's already started with a bang. Here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ, not only have I returned from 2 weeks abroad, 2 weeks in Austria, where I was able to hang out with Fürth Café, and I've come back, obviously, with loads of new coffees in his range. But today, another postman surprise. This time, all the way from a neighboring country to Austria, almost neighboring, Slovakia. Slovakia Green Plantation. Valerian, a gentleman I met last year in 2014, he's the man behind bootcampcoffee.com, which I've reviewed, and it's an online course. I would recommend you go to bootcampcoffee.com, American-based. So Valerian has got Slovakian roots. He's Slovakian, but he's married an American and he settled down in America and just fell in love with coffee and met up with Willem Boot, who, well, together they're doing bootcampcoffee.com. So all about roasting, all about barista skills. It's a very, very good online course that you can obviously do just in your own time with a certificate and everything. I would recommend you check that out. But Valerian kindly offered that on his next trip to Slovakia, he's going to organize for his roastery in Slovakia, Green Plantation, to send me some coffee. And today was the day. A big surprise, really, to receive two very promising coffees, an El Salvadorian coffee, Manzano, and a Kenyan Tunguri AA. Now, I speak a few languages. English, of course. Austrian, German, of course, because I grew up there many years ago. And French, because my mother tongue is French and I went to the French Lycée. So these are the languages I'm very familiar with. I speak a bit of Spanish, I speak a bit of Italian, I speak some Portuguese, having hung out in Brazil, coffee country Brazil. But even before my coffee days, I spent some time there in my 20s, which was quite an amazing experience in itself. So a few languages up my sleeve, but not Slovakian. So I've got to write to Valerian, maybe even call him, have a Skype session with him to understand a bit more about these coffees, because of course they do have a website, Green Plantation, but it's all in Slovakian and a language I don't really am familiar with. These two coffees though, I mean, Kenyans, we all know, beautiful coffees. I can't really read on there what kind of beans they are. El Salvador, Manzano, El Salvadorian coffees, again, beautiful. I've got to ask him, obviously we're talking about 100% Arabica, that goes without saying. Got to ask him what the processes are and what the beans are of that. In a beautiful bag, I love their logo. It's a coffee leaf, really. It's a branch with coffee leaves. It's really, really beautiful. And the other thing is, it wasn't only these two bags of 250 grams of coffee that I received, but I've also received some chocolate treats with coffee inside. Now, again, I can't read it. They're wafers. They look delicious. They make my mouth water already. And I just wonder if this company actually uses their coffee. I doubt it in a way. But it also says Arabica. So good quality coffee in there, so it seems. Beautiful square white coffee with the Green Plantation logo on it as well, which looks good, which I guess they just serve their espresso or their lattes or their cappuccinos on the little on a little tray. I'm pretty sure that's a nice gift to have as you're sipping your coffee. Sipping about coffees, talking about that, I'm still sipping because I'm on Fürth Café this morning. So let me tell you what I've come back with. Mexico Finca Muxpa. Familiar with that coffee? Small batch, I've got it in their range for the past, well, at least couple of years. I'm familiar with that. 100% Arabica, of course. Catura, Catuai, Mundo Novo are the varietals in there. So familiar with that coffee. Different roaster, different profile, different taste. This is very, very chocolatey, I will say. And I've had, as per usual, my favorite drink, a piccolo, so a double shot, toasted at 18.5 gram, got it in 30 seconds, and out was just 31 grams. I think that was a nice extraction. Added a bit of milk to it, sipping on it. It's nice. It's very chocolatey. It's maybe a bit more aggressive than I'm used to this coffee being. That's what I will say now. But I've also come back with some amazing coffees. Ethiopia Kaffa Forest, we know that. I think that that's a different Kaffa Forest for him this year. Kenyan, Tiriku Co-op, washed SL28, SL34. And we've cupped that the day after he roasted it. And that was delicious, really nice. Ethiopian Yirgacheffe as well. That's a washed Yirgacheffe grade 2. We've cupped that together with the Tiriku, and it was lovely. A real difference in those two, and I can't wait to actually also extract them in a different way than just steeping and cupping. We also cupped at the same time, and this is a very interesting coffee, Brazil Fazenda Pantano, a natural uva. Now, this is from Falcon, as I'm sure the Kenyan Tiriku is, and the Ethiopian Yirgacheffe, if I'm not mistaken. And then the uva, a bean I've never ever tasted before. I believe, I've done a bit of research, and that bean is a hybrid as well, and it's been developed by the Agricultural Society in Brazil, and I think it's got a tiniest bit of Robusta in it somewhere, but tiny, just to make it a bit more robust as well. Interesting, spoke to Falcon, they told me it's got kind of a lovely peppery taste. It's so interesting. On the cupping table, definitely was totally different to the Kenyan and the Ethiopian, which goes without saying. It was maybe a touch bland because only because the Kenyan and the Ethiopian have got so much more going for them. So it'll be interesting to also use the uva, new bean, never had it before, so that'd be interesting. But, you know, 2015, we're only the fifth, and it has started with a big bang. I can't thank Green Plantation enough for sending me coffee all the way from Slovakia, here to London, to the UK, to Coffee Mumbo Jumbo, to just have a taste, evaluate it, and I'm really, really interested in that. Fürth Café, I'm very familiar with his kind of style of roasting. Vienna, he's still part of the third wave coffee roasters. He's had some beautiful coffees in the past. Really interested to see those. Now, my last sip of the Mexican Muxbal. Yeah, it maybe is, well, it's totally different to small batch. Now, in my memory bank, I still have small batches. It was maybe a bit more round, a bit more mellower. And but, you know, if you like something kind of chocolatey, then this one will certainly enchant as well. So, welcome, happy new year to Coffee Mumbo Jumbo. Another year lies ahead, a year with, I'm sure, exciting coffee things happening. Yeah, so can't wait to kind of embark on this year and keep sipping coffees.